Good evening. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Government leaders use the 2026 Cayman Islands Chamber of Commerce Economic Forum to lay out a shared vision for the economy, digital transformation and workforce development to tourism and cost of living. Opening the forum, Governor Jane Owen praised the private sector and said Cayman's strength stands out in an uncertain world.
I think the result is that we sit here today and we think Cayman is doing well. Do we think that? I think we feel the economy is really strong. You look across all sectors of the economy, I think we are we not feeling very confident about Cayman? And that is to no small degree thanks to all of you.
But she warned that Cayman's success rests on a narrow but powerful mix of natural beauty, luxury tourism, and financial services, and urged businesses to help protect that product.
Our product is quite narrow, isn't it? It's very good, but it's not very broad. So what I would say is I think we have to work very, very hard to protect this wonderful product that we have because it's very special and it's probably quite vulnerable in some ways.
Employment and Immigration Minister, the Honourable Michael Miles, focused on building a future-ready workforce, saying government cannot do it alone.
Workforce development is a very large part of our ministry, and I want to illustrate, hopefully through my speech today, how serious we are about moving the agenda. I also want to make sure that I highlight and paint the picture that we cannot do this without each and every one of you in this room, along with your colleagues and partners around the world.
Mr. Miles said a new National Workforce Development Committee and better sharing of scholarship data are intended to connect trained Caymanians with real jobs, while immigration reforms aim to make it easier to get the talent businesses need. Innovation and Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, told attendees the digital transformation must reflect Cayman's own story and be built on trust.
Success isn't just something we inherit. It is something we maintain. It depends on deliberate choices, trusted institutions, and systems that evolve as the world around us changes. My role here today is shaping Cayman's digital future, how government is shaping that in a way that sustains economic success, supports businesses, protects peoples, and strengthens trust.
Mr. Rankin formally launched the new Cayman Islands Identification Card, MyEID, for Caymanians, calling it a foundation for securing digital services and more efficient government services. Tourism and Trade Minister and Deputy Premier, the Honourable Gary Rutte, highlighted record tourism performance, but said growth must be carefully managed, with Caymanians at the centre of new opportunities.
Tourism is not an end in itself. It is a means. It's a means of growing businesses, a means for creating meaningful employment for Caymanians, a means of educating our children, a means of putting a roof over our head, a means of improving quality of life and sustaining economic growth.
Mr. Rutte announced a new national tourism plan and a trade development framework aimed at lowering import costs and easing pressure on the cost of living. He also announced that Cayman Airways is adding flights to Austin, Texas. Sticking with tourism now, the Cayman Islands ended 2025 with historic tourism numbers, driven by strong airlift and demand from key markets. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has this report.
December saw 54,830 stayover visitors, a 5.3% increase year over year, alongside 148,489 cruise passengers, a 10.4% rise compared to December 2024. Total visitation for the month reached 203,319. Deputy Premier and Tourism Minister, the Honorable Gary Rutte, praised the sector's performance, highlighting strategic partnerships with airlines and the dedication of the tourism industry. The United States remained the largest source market with 370,093 stayover visitors, while Canada delivered standout growth of 7.1%, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. The UK, Ireland, and Latin America also posted gains, with December showing particularly strong rebounds. Airlift capacity rose rose 16% in December, with six new North American routes launched. Looking ahead, inbound seats for the first quarter of 2026 are projected to grow by 18.1%. Accommodation stock grew 8,475 rooms in 2025, with another 500 expected in 2026 through new hotel openings. Hotel performance also improved, with average daily rates and revenue per room both increasing. Director of Tourism Rosa Harris called 2025 exceptional, crediting global marketing and airline collaboration for the record-breaking results. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You're listening to Radio Cayman's latest local news. To the courts, Grayson Dawson will face plea proceedings in February on charges of assaulting a police officer. He appeared in summary court this week, where the case was adjourned until the 24th of February. The chief magistrate, the Honorable Angeline Hernandez, informed Dawson that pleas will be required at that hearing, regardless of whether he has legal representation. Until then, Mr. Dawson remains on bail. Jermaine Colburn has also made his initial court appearance this week in connection with charges arising from a domestic dispute. He faces allegation of assault, occasioning actual bodily harm, and insulting the modesty of a woman. Mr. Colburn appeared before the summary court this week, where the matter was adjourned until the 17th of February. Until then, he remains on bail, subject to residence conditions, and is prohibited from contacting the complainant. In other local news, the parliamentary prayer breakfast held this Thursday brought together MPs, faith leaders, and other guests for a time of, quote, reflection, prayer, and fellowship. Speaker of the House, the Honorable Ezard Miller, opened the event.
You and God know your inner thoughts and deepest needs. God is here among us, ready to meet those needs and help us align or realign our paths, converting us all into better citizens of this beautiful land we call home. Thank you, and may God continue to bless each of us and these beloved islands.
Audio there, courtesy of CIGTV. Held in a, quote, nonpartisan and inclusive spirit, the breakfast provided an opportunity for wisdom, unity, and guidance for those entrusted with public service, while fostering a dialogue and mutual respect. Long-term research in the Cayman Islands by the University of Exeter and the Department of Environment reveals how sea turtles are adapting in response to rising temperatures. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
How is climate change affecting sea turtles in the Cayman Islands? Well, a collaborative team of researchers have been investigating this very question. How climate-driven shifts can alter the timing of nesting events for green and loggerhead turtles.
Looking at more than 25 years of data, the team from the Cayman Islands Department of Environment and the University of Exeter found that although the time of peak nesting has not changed for either species, results show that both species are starting to nest slightly earlier each year.
As a research representative says, for green turtles, the nesting season now ends later than before by 1 day per month. This means the overall nesting season for green turtles has become longer, increasing by about 1.6 days per year. Researchers also noted that sea surface temperatures near nesting beaches increased, with warmer temperatures linked to earlier nesting in both species.
Overall, the findings suggest that turtles in the Cayman Islands are beginning to nest earlier during cooler parts of the year rather than during the hottest summer months.
The team says research like this is, quote, crucial to enhancing the country's understanding of how these marine animals are adapting to climate change.
Whether the shift will mitigate the impacts of rising temperatures on egg incubation and offspring sex ratios, however, remains unclear. But this remains a focus of the partnership between the University of Exeter and the Cayman Islands Department of Environment.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The full article, Phenology of Nesting Marine Turtles in the Cayman Islands, is available at journals.plos.org. From turtles to sharks.
Join the shark logger community dive at Eden Rock Dive Center this Saturday from 11 to 2 p.m. to learn more about DUE's free citizen science program. At the event, you will learn what to look out for on your dives and how to log what you see so our shark research team can use the data. Your private online shark log makes the data entry easy and convenient. You'll get also continued support from the DUE shark team and numerous resources online.
The Department of Environment's Dr. Joanna Wheeler tells Radio Cayman interested snorkelers and divers can stick around for a post-dive debrief at the Silverside restaurant to go through the logging process together. The DOE's Citizen Science Shark Logger Network was started in 2016, so dedicated volunteers can share their dive logs to improve knowledge about Cayman's local shark population. Learn more about Cayman's sharks at doe.ky/sharks. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great Heroes Day weekend, and do make sure to follow the National Awards program right here on Cayman's Choice Radio, Radio Cayman. Have a good evening.